Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware.
Good afternoon, good evening, hello. Welcome. It is the Aware Show Teleseminar Series. This is Lisa Garr, and I am very, very happy to be with you all today because we're talking about one of my favorite topics, which is health, which is natural health, which is basically anything that you can do to improve your body naturally and assisting the body in the way that it heals in its own natural way. And we're doing this with one of my favorite people. And I want to tell you just really quickly before then, we are going to be offering a special offer later on in the package, but I want you to stay with me with the content of this because Donna Gates is really one of the most incredible people that understands the body from the inside out. So we will talk about that later. You can check it out during the call, which the website is theawareshow.com/Gates, G-A-T-E-S. To learn more about that. But what we're talking about today is basically how to grow younger. I'm not talking about implants. I'm not talking about plastic surgery. I'm talking about how to grow younger from the inside out so that you can really, with the techniques that Donna's talking about, you really can look and, most importantly, you can feel 10 years younger. But it has to start from the inside. Welcome to the show, Donna. Thanks for joining me today.
Oh, thanks, Lisa. I always love to be on your show. Thank you.
We have a good time together. Donna and I have been all over the place. We've been all over the globe. Mexico, back. We have had a
growing, looking for the secrets for growing younger, both of us together.
Yes, we are. We're on that quest for the secrets of growing younger. But I love spending time with you because you have so much knowledge about so many different things. You are a fiend for research, just like I am, and I think we share that in common, is you really do read up and research what it is that you're talking about, and I appreciate that. Do you think that's the best place to start for people?
Oh, definitely. I recently just started, a couple months ago, started a fellowship and then a master's degree in anti-aging medicine. So
wow.
The amount of information that I've taken in just the last several months has been just deepening my understanding. It's amazing. What always amazes me, though, is that what I started teaching years ago is so accurate. What I'm finding is that I'm understanding it at a deeper level, and all the science that's being done now on what I'm saying really supports what I started saying 18, 20 years ago. That's very exciting to me. But today, it is about getting information. There's so much of it coming down, too much, really. And it takes many, many years to really kind of, to become somebody who can sift through it all and pick out the real gems and put it all together and make it real simple for people. And that's what I love doing. It's like my favorite thing to do, probably. I spend tons of time reading and researching, but it's just a passion for me and it's fun.
I don't think most people would want to bother
to do that.
You are always talking about it and doing it. So, I mean, your original book and your whole system of the body ecology diet, I think people will need to know a little bit of a background about what the importance of, I mean, Donna has helped thousands of people overcome things like candidiasis and really immune system disorders, and has helped people recover from those, quote, incurables. And she has done that through, of course, her long, incredible study into all these different healing concepts. But she has a unique ability to take all of the concepts and wrap them into one between Chinese medicine and raw food and vitamin therapy and the cultured food. She's huge fan of the cultured foods. So let's talk about the beauty industry for a second. The beauty industry wants to, I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars, I should say, are being spent on plastic surgeries and tummy tucks, and well, just things in order to help us feel that, like we maybe want to look beautiful. Do you really think that you can achieve all of that from the inside out? And if you could, how come the millions of dollars are being spent on the beauty industry, basically?
Well, I think when people choose to do that, because maybe their skin is really saggy and, you know, you can't just bring it back by diet, by eating right, they still don't necessarily look healthy because a healthy person has kind of a glow coming from inside. Mm-hmm. And the surgery that they're doing and all, they won't maintain that. You know, 5 or 10 years later, it might not. They might still have bags. The new bags have come back under their eyes or whatever. So you really have to, even if you choose to do that, you really still have to do what I'm trying to teach people. It's create a real foundation of, you know, explain why do we age. So if you understand why you age, then you can stop that from happening. Focus on that. That's still got to be done.
Okay.
And it's the most important thing because you know, this person that maybe looks good on the outside, inside could be a mess, and they aren't going to live along. They'll still be in pain, suffering in a lot of ways. Their lifespan will be much shorter, or what I think is worse is to have a long lifespan but be miserable for the last 20, 30, 40 years of your life. The new life expectancy for a woman who reaches the age of 55 without cancer, diabetes, or heart disease, her new life expectancy is 105. Now, what
wow.
will be the quality?
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah, and so what will be the quality is the critical, you know, factor here.
Yeah, absolutely. So if we're going to be living longer with the amount of knowledge and information and resources that we have these days, we want to make that a healthy longer. And it's so interesting when you say a glow, when somebody is healthy from the inside out, that glow is really light that's emanating from their body energetically. And
mm-hmm.
because of the live foods and the cultured foods and everything that comes from inside the body, each one of those things that you take or that you eat has a frequency to it. And that frequency is, you know, light manifests from frequencies, all sound manifests from frequencies, all different things. So really you have to be able to create that live frequency inside the body in order to have that what they call a glow, which is a physical manifestation of the aliveness inside of you. So I totally get that. I've seen beautiful women in, you know, their late ages with silvery flowing hair and gorgeous smile lines and just happy. And I love that view of aging, and they're fit because their hearts are in great shape and in love wise too. So, all right, let's talk about why people age. With that beautiful view that I just painted for everyone, that picture of the beautiful aging person, why do we age the other way? Why doesn't that occur for most people?
Well, scientists have been looking at this question forever, and, you know, we've got some pretty sophisticated theories. Hayflick came out and said, well, the cell only divides about 50, 52 times, so that's it. You know, after the cell, as we get older, the cells aren't dividing as well, so that's one reason cell division like that. Telomeres, we discovered these little tiny tails on the ends of our DNA that shorten as we get older, so that's the telomere theory of aging. We need to keep those little tails longer.
Well, we need
the
to
mitochondria.
In a minute, okay. We'll talk about
telomeres. And the mitochondria down in their little energy factories inside of every cell, and they burn out as we get older, so they're just not there. And then there's the inflammation theory, that there's all this inflammation happening in our body, and that's aging us. But really, what they all have in common is that the cell is losing its life force, its energy. And I like the Chinese medicine perspective, and it's a theme I kind of weave throughout the book, is that we were born with a certain amount of finite energy. Some of us were born with a stronger, healthier constitution than others. And whatever we had, whatever, you know, constitutionally, genetically we came in with, we can spin that energy and burn it up, or we can sustain it and even replace the energy. And that's what I'm trying to teach people how to do, is recapture that energy that we were born with. And in Chinese medicine, they call it jing energy. That's our birth energy. And it's different from qi, which is like the daily energy. Today, if you have a busy day today, you need to have enough qi, or, you know, daily energy to get through the day and still have some left over and go to bed, you know, and feel good. And mm-hmm. But jing is that constitutional energy we were born with, and we have never been taught to how precious that is. And so some people come out of the womb burning it up right away. You know, they smoke and drink and eat a lot of sugar, and then they take stressful jobs and, you know, go too much, and then they're burning it up, and then they reach the age of 40, now earlier and earlier. But then their hormones are going down and declining. That's another theory of aging, the hormonal decline theory of age. It really boils down to how healthy and energetic that cell is and how clean it is. So a clean cell that's well-nourished is a very energetic cell, and that gives you that vitality that radiates from inside. That's what I consider growing younger.
That's nice.
You can bring that back.
And contrary to popular belief, there are beauty products out there that are marketed as beauty products that actually make your skin age faster because of the alcohols and sulfates inside these products. There's color that you put in your hair that is actually extremely, extremely toxic to mm-hmm. To the scalp and to the brain. I mean, it really goes deep into the brain. Specifically, dark hair color, very, very toxic to the brain itself. So it's there's a lot of things that we can do that we can... All right, so let's talk a little bit about telomeres and what they are. And there's in the special offer, there's a woman by the name of Judy Smith, who I know and has spoken with at length. And she talks about how to restore cellular health. And Donna knows all about this, all about telomeres. Tell us what they are and how they're responsible for anti-aging.
Well, they are these little tails that are on the ends of the DNA, and as we become more and more toxic, and as the cells become poorly nourished, then those little tiny tails they shorten. And people that have long tails are the ones that are living a long life. So that's an indicator of how long you will live. Now, obviously, that was an exciting discovery, but when you look at it, it's just the same thing over and over again. What makes a cell healthy to have long little tails on their telomeres? Well, it's the cell just has to be free of toxins and well-nourished. That's what everything boils down to, is how healthy is that cell? Is it, if it has the inflammation theory, for example, well, is that poor cell, you know, being attacked? There's a lot of inflammation in the body. It's all about the health of that individual cell, or there's millions of cells in the body. So if you think that way, all I have to do is keep my cells well-nourished and free of toxins. And if I focus on doing those two things, I'm not going to age like people have in the past. Now, we have other really cool things coming. It's an extraordinary time to be, you know, to be a baby boomer, for example, which is the first generation that's going to age differently than anyone ever has before, because we have these therapies that are available, the classic cell therapy that you were just mentioning from Judy Smith that she talks about. Stem cells are you know, one of the reasons we're not having access to stem cells yet is our doctors are still learning about them, and they're still developing the whole concept. It's kind of like computers in the early days when they were big and clunky, and then now they're very sophisticated. Well, stem cells are there too, but they're here, and they are going to rejuvenate organs, completely rejuvenate them. So take your adrenals, which produce your sexual organs, your testosterone and your estrogen and your progesterone and DHEA and so on. Well, if you've got an adrenal that's getting, your adrenals are getting younger and younger and younger because you're using these therapies, you don't even need to go do bioidentical hormones because your own healthy adrenal is going to produce all the hormones you need. We can bring ovaries back to life again so they're producing self.
Amazing.
We'll be able to do, it's really, really an extraordinary time. Having said that, it's just kind of like when we discovered the genes in our body and we were able to map out the recipe for the whole human body. What we discovered next was what we eat and the lifestyle we live influences those genes so much that even if you have a gene for diabetes and you eat well and take care of yourself and that gene is never expressed, you will never, never get diabetes. It's the same thing with the telomeres and the stem cells working. You've still got to take care of yourself. It's what you eat and how you live. Getting those toxins out of your body, that is a critical key.
I want to get more specific about how to nourish the cells, but I want to go back to the stem cell conversation. Maybe I need a few of those.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is it's a very groundbreaking conversation. And Don and I have gone to Mexico with Judy a few times, and we've done the stem cell therapy and brought a whole group down there with us. And it really is amazing for people who have, they're in a state of disease and they're looking to really regenerate the specific organ or system that is in need of repair. It's amazing for that. It can actually, because of there's, you know, when you receive the cells, and this is very well explained by Judy in the recording, but you, there's a percentage of the cells that stick that then start to replicate and replicate and replicate. So it's essentially your body is getting a second chance to, I mean, we lose so many cells a day. There's many, many, many cells that die off every single day in our body. But this is an opportunity to get those cells back and have them replicate in a healthy way. Because the cells go ahead.
They're young, new, fresh cells from a fetus, actually, a sheep fetus. And so they're specific for each organ. So you get them for every organ in the body, your hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenals, bones, brain, pineal gland, liver, all of that. And so what you're getting are these new cells that are making their way right immediately into that target organ. You know, if it's liver cells, go right into the liver. Brain cells go into the brain and so on. And so these new cells, this fresh life in there does begin to bring, it's like adding new spare parts to, say, your car. If you went out there and put in a new, engine and new tires and, gosh, you know, you're extending its life tremendously and its performance is tremendously enhanced. So this is an old therapy that's been around for about 80, 90 years and all over Europe, very commonly used. For them, you know, it's like getting a vitamin C drip or something. But in our country, we're not allowed to do it, unfortunately, but it's one of the great tools that has actually been available for a long time.
Yeah.
It's different from stem cells, though, different from stem cells. They're more expensive. They're more serious for people. Like, for example, let's say you had juvenile diabetes and you need to totally restore the pancreas. Let's say you had a spinal cord injury. That's where they have stem cells. Now they can actually take the stem cells right out of your mouth and grow new teeth for yourself. They can grow new organs for people that need that. Hopefully, people listening to this call aren't in that state. They don't have a spinal cord injury. Again, stem cells are expensive, but they will come down in price, and I think people will be doing them just like, you know.
The cell therapy, you mean, yeah.
All of that. I think it's just going to become a way of life for us. In 5 years from now, it will be, you know, now people are very, you know, like, for example, they go to the plastic surgeon and they have plastic surgery done. People won't do that anymore. They won't even go to the doctor to get bioidentical hormones anymore, which seems like a great, you know, thing to be doing. You should do it if you're miserable and you need hormones. But it's a temporary bridge to get us to where we're really going to go, which is actually restoring our organs to their original youthful state. And that's very exciting for us.
Yes, it's very exciting what's coming down and all the, you know, all the technologies that are available. And again, it's not surgery. These are systemically healing from the inside out. And it's very important to know. Donna was saying earlier that knowledge is one of the most important things that you can gain for your health. because the more that you know about things like this, and you'll be able to instantly go searching for it, looking for it, researching it, and figure out what it is that you want to do. Judy is very resourceful about this because she's been working with cell therapy for, I don't know, 20 years?
30, yeah, yeah. I think 30 years.
Amazing, yeah. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about specifically how can you erase the years of tomorrow. That is what people are most interested in right now that I'm finding out about. How can you really actually reverse the aging process other than the cell therapy?
Okay, so what you can do right away at home is change your diet. And you can start doing cleansings. I'm a big believer in colon therapies like home enemas or Kleemas, which is another colon cleansing process that can be done at home, or going to a professional colon therapist. All the beautiful movie stars that you see in Hollywood that look so fantastic do colon therapy. It hydrates the body, and that's very, very important. You know, as we get older,
wow,
the cells become dehydrated, and it shows. Like, you look at these people that are over 100 years, and you think, wow, you know, this little guy, he's like 102 years old. But look how shriveled up he is. Look at his muscle tone. There's no clue of what he looked like when he was, say, 25 or 30. We don't want to go there. We don't want to be dehydrated like that. So colon therapy, besides cleansing the body of, I'd like to talk a little bit, and let me come back to that for a second, but colon therapy is very hydrating. That's one of the good things it does. But also, we accumulate a lot of toxins in the abdominal region of our body, our small intestine, over a lifetime because we eat flour products, you know, pasta and cereal and sandwiches and hamburgers and so on, pizza. All that makes this gluey, pasty-like substance that gathers up in our small intestine. And then we eat protein with sugar, ice cream as an example, yogurt with fruit in it, going out for dinner and having steak, and then the waitress comes and we have, you know, the chocolate dessert. Okay, so all those meals of protein and sugar create something called glycoprotein, which is a slimy substance that also coats the walls of our small intestines and then somewhat in the large intestine. But to actually cleanse that out of you is one of the most extraordinary things you can do. And you do that by a special method of colon therapy that we call the soaking method. I write about this in the book, and I talk about this on the DVDs too. But you want to use the water to soak the intestines, and then that all drops away and falls and comes out. Now, the whole body all the cells throughout the body start to realize, wow, you know, instead of being all stuck with these toxins, now the toxins are leaving. I'm going to get rid of my toxins too. So that each cell begins throwing its toxins out into the bloodstream. And if you're continuing to do the colon therapy, those toxins are leaving too. So the cells are getting cleaner and cleaner. New cells that are being born are not poisoned like that. And that is an extraordinary part of truly slowing down the aging. Now, besides that, obviously, you know, you've got to be eating right too. But it's funny, when you start doing the colon cleansing, you think, okay, I just went to a colon therapist. I just spent money to have this colonic. I'm not going to eat junk anymore because my goal is to clean here. So the colon therapy actually, I think, makes people a lot more self-disciplined about taking care of themselves.
Very interesting. Well, that is very interesting. And especially, so once you have gone through the detox things, and it also allows the body to detoxify faster, you talk a lot about the fermented foods, and one of the listeners is actually asking, is it all right for kids to have coconut kefir? And I know that you're a big fan of fermented items. Now, coconut kefir is a great place to start for people who have never tried a cultured drink before. That's an amazing drink. So talk about what that does to the gut lining and how this can, I mean, again, this is about overall using that we're talking
yeah.
about here.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, yes, absolutely. It's extremely valuable for children. As a matter of fact, when we have lots of what our body calls you babies that have been born, because we have a lot of women that go on the diet when they're pregnant because it's fantastic for them, and the babies are beautiful and energetic and happy right from the get-go. But what we encourage them to do is to take dropperfuls. The mom would take dropperfuls of the coconut kefir and put that in the baby's mouth so that he gets all this wonderful bacteria down inside his into his gut. Then he starts digesting his milk and his personality. You know, everything changes. Like, okay, so when we're born with sort of a sterile gut, but nature wants us to develop this wonderful inner ecosystem inside of us, and that's this community of bacteria that does critical things for us. I mean, without it, we don't digest our foods properly. We're the microbiota, or the little healthy beneficial bacteria and good yeast and all that live down in that community. They make B vitamins for us. They make vitamin K. These are all critical nutrients for staying young. They keep, they protect us so that when we eat food that might have eggs or larvae or parasites on them, they get rid of those for us so we don't have parasites growing inside of us.
Wow.
They keep that whole region of our body very clean. So that means that what gets into the cells, you know, the cells stay cleaner. And then also they're breaking down the food, the proteins into amino acids and fats into fatty acids, and those nutrients get into the cells so the cells are well nourished. They extract minerals from the food so the minerals can, they just pull them out and they hold on to them, and then they let the minerals go into the across the gut wall and get into the bloodstream and into the cells too. And this doesn't happen if we don't have them there. So they're very, very critical for life. The bacteria are actually in there communicating with each other about what to do inside of us. They communicate to the gut wall, and that gut wall actually is connected to the brain in our head. So they're getting these sending and receiving signals from the brain about what's happening throughout the body. We're just simply, it's very, very critical to have them there if we're going to have an immune system, which is, we've never ever needed a healthy immune system more than we do right now, because with radiation coming over from Japan and all the toxins in the world, the people who are going to survive through this time, the children and the adults and the elderly and so on, are going to be people with the strongest immune systems. So this is the secret to having a healthy immune system, as well as the secret to not aging. And Eli Michnikoff many years ago noticed, you know, when people eat fermented foods, they don't seem to age as fast. And he ate them, and he lived a really long time. But they didn't know exactly why. And today we do. I mean, I've been digging this stuff out of research for years and years, decades now, trying to connect all the dots and then explain it to the average public. You know, not just the researchers do the research and they just, you know, stick it in some journal somewhere. Yeah, we need to have this information ourselves. So this is it. I mean, Body Ecology's got it all wrapped up in sort of a silver platter for you. And I really want people to have this, because so much suffering is going on. I hate to see that when it's unnecessary. Children are suffering like never before. And you know, and again, aging can be a very, very miserable process unless you understand how to prevent all of that. And that's what we're teaching people to do.
Very, very well, too. No, it's again, it's all about education here. It's all about being informed and the right type of information. And I love people like Donna, because you do so much of that exploring for us. I know that if you're talking about it, then you have researched it and found it in history. And so, I mean, that's very important to me.
There's a lot of research back behind what I'm doing. But this inner ecosystem now, you know, the last 3 months, there have been major magazines, science magazines, and the inner ecosystem was on the cover. That's a term that I actually coined years ago. Now, you know, it makes sense, you know, that we have this ecosystem actually in our gut. And scientists are proving, there are thousands and thousands of studies. It's one of the hottest areas of research now, is looking at this bacteria in our gut and seeing what to do. Now, there's probiotic, so, you know, doctors, again, they have a lot to learn, they have a lot to do, and they don't know it to this depth that I'm trying to, you know, teach everybody here listening on the call. You will know more than your doctor knows if you look at Body Ecology's work, but they recommend supplements. Oh, eat a probiotic supplement. Vitamin D and probiotic supplements are the two things every doctor is recommending today.
because of the inner culture of the body.
Well, they just know that it's vital. I mean, it's
right.
super clear from the research that you simply cannot be healthy without this inner ecosystem. But it's also the secret to not aging, again, because they're keeping that inner world clean and well-nourished and nourishing you. And that, again, is the secret to not aging.
Now, when people come to you, what is the biggest complaint that they have? Is it lack of energy? Is it is it clear thinking? Is it weight? What is the biggest thing that they come to you with?
Well, whether they know it or not,
uh-huh.
they may not be aware of what the biggest problem is, but they you know, I do consultations and body ecology is based on 7 universal laws. They're facts of this world that we live in that we have to honor and live by. Well, one of those laws is the principle of step by step. And so if you learn this law and practice this law, you'll always know where to begin. This is a law that kind of talks to us about time. So let's say somebody's committed to getting younger, feeling healthier, getting rid of all the pain and problems they've got in their body, mm-hmm. liking how they look in the mirror. So where are they got to begin doing the right thing. So this step-by-step principle says, here's what you've got to be doing. First and foremost, you've got to create more energy in your body. You've also got to conquer any infection in your body. Like most everybody has a yeast infection today, whether they realize it or not. You've got to correct digestion, whether you're constipated or just holding a lot of stuff in your gut from years of accumulation, or if you have irritable bowel or gut, dysbiosis or something, all those things have to be fixed. And the last thing is you've got to cleanse the toxins out of your body. But if you go back to the first one, create more energy, that's the most important. Many, many people who call me are stuck right there. They don't have the energy. Their hormones are depleted. Their thyroid and adrenals are not working very well. They have no energy for that reason. They're not sleeping well anymore. That's another, or they're watching TV late at night, getting all excited. They might not realize it, but those TV shows at night are very exciting because they want you to come back and watch them next week. So we've got,
right.
raises your cortisol if
it
you
does.
Can't go
it
to bed
your,
at night.
Yeah, your heart rate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's not the time of the day. Like, record them and watch them some other time,
later.
But not at that time. But anyway, I really try to teach people, first and foremost, examine where you're spending your energy, and do you have enough of it to heal? Most people don't. So that's what this is all about, of course, is restoring that prenatal gene, that original energy that we had when we were young children.
Interesting. So also the energy is what causes the cell replication as well. The ATP in the cells actually causes it to have the energy that you need for your regular day. And then if you add on things like working out and so forth onto that, you need a little bit more energy, but it also makes you feel like you have more energy. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So specifically what we have covered so far is you talked about cell therapy. We talked about colon hydrotherapy, which are 2 outside services that you get. But a couple of the things you can do yourself right now is get a hold of a cultured fermented food or drink. And that you can buy at the health food stores. There's a number of them. I know that Donna has one that she sells at some of the Whole Foods under Body Ecology Diets label. But there are a lot of fermented types of drinks out there.
Well, here in California, where we are, we see a lot of it because, everybody in California is really into their health and they all know body ecology. But throughout the country, like Midwest, there hasn't been anything, but there are 2 companies now that are making the young coconut kefir. One is Coco Kefir, and they're especially in the Midwest, in the health food stores.
Great.
And Inner Eco is in all the Whole Foods across the country now. You have to look for them where you would buy your probiotic supplements, and they're refrigerated. They are really powerful probiotic supplements.
Inner Eco?
Inner Eco cool. and Coco Kefir.
Okay.
So fortunately, and both of those companies started because children, they had children with autism who were began to recover from drinking the coconut kefir. It's a very, very important part of our program for helping we've helped hundreds of children recover from autism, and this is one of the main things, because you've got, anytime you're trying to heal somebody, you've got to start by correcting what's going on in the gut. and then that then we go from there. So this is a great example. I'm very grateful to these companies. But you can also make the coconut kefir by ordering, you know, starter and from us, and then getting coconut water. And there's several that ferment really well in a can, and you can get fresh coconut water. You can open the coconuts. But we have all those instructions, like the books and everything teach you all about how to do that. It's an amazing, amazing food and very, very anti-aging. I remember when I invented that years ago, I was starting to drink a lot of it. You know, what is this stuff and what is it? How does it work? And I noticed in about a month, I looked in the mirror and I thought, gosh, I think I look a whole lot younger. And I really did, you know. And since then, what, another 10, 15 more years have gone by, and I'm really not aging
like most
people.
I know.
I'm surprised at that. And my energy is actually the best it's ever been. I mean, you're supposed to have, normally people think I get older, I have less energy. It's just the opposite. If you're healthy, that's not true.
But look at all the things that you do. I mean, your face should be on the cover of the Growing Younger DVDs because you are, I mean, I'm not going to tell people, but gosh, can I tell your age?
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
I know that you're over 65 and you look like you're 45. You look amazing because of how well you take care of yourself. And I know that you don't dye your hair, and I know that you have, that you use you take amazing care of yourself and you teach it. So you walk your talk by
Well, I eat
far,
really well. I always eat the fermented foods. They're a major, major part of my diet. And, you know, there's another interesting diet theory out there that's quite well supported by science, and that is the theory of calorie restriction. So that means that we don't eat as much food, so we eat less, but we have quality food. Like what does go in your body is very high quality. I actually practice that because I'm busy, so I don't sit down and eat a large quantity of food.
Right.
But one thing is that when you're healthy and your inner ecosystem is well balanced and you're eating these fermented foods, you don't need to eat much food because you when you eat the food, whatever you're eating, you digest it really well. So if you're having, say, a piece of fish, you really get those proteins into your body and into the cells. And then you're very well nourished. You know, so you don't have these hunger pains. I think people are craving all the time because the cells are still hungry, even if we just had a big meal. So you'll find yourself eating much less. You'll eat a lot. But what you eat will be absorbed more. So that is the secret to calorie restriction.
But
and so we
do
that.
How do you eat to nourish the cell? Specifically, what foods do you eat to nourish the cell?
Well, okay, so in the Body Ecology diet, we recommend that 20% of your diet, if you're eating animal protein, which we do recommend people eat a small amount of animal protein in the middle of the day, and then eat a lot of vegetables, about 20% animal protein, 80% vegetables. Put the good oils that we recommend on the top of your food or cook with them and so on, so you're getting good fats and oils. And then always include something fermented with your meal. Like at my house, you would maybe have a little wine glass of one of our probiotic liquids with a meal that you would sip on. That means you would also have a couple of scoops of fermented vegetables, which are really special. And then as you're eating, you know, you're eating the meat food, it's delicious, of course, by the way, our diet's very delicious. And then now that food is going to get hopefully chewed well. You might need to use some digestive enzymes too, maybe. But anyway, as that food moves to your digestive tract, it's really getting broken down properly and absorbed, giving you the energy that you need. And it's more comfortable, too. Like, a lot of people eat, and eating is uncomfortable to them. You know, they feel bloated and awful afterwards. That all goes away.
Well,
but all those wonderful bacteria are in the food because you just drank some or ate some, and they're breaking everything down and digesting it properly. And, oh, my gosh, digestion is really everything. I mean, all your top, you know, functional medicine doctors will tell you, begin with fixing the gut. Digestion is everything. We've got to start there. It's an old saying, you know, disease begins in the gut. Well, health begins there.
Well, I mean, I had a friend who just had a heart attack maybe about 3 months ago, and he left there with his doctor saying, you've got to change your diet and your lifestyle. And he did stop smoking, which was great for him, but he didn't stop eating. And he's quite overweight. So one of the things that the doctors cannot take the time to teach you is what is a good life, what is a good diet? What does that mean to change your
diet? Well, they don't have time. Yeah, they don't have time to tell you that's not their specialty. You're not coming to them and paying them for that.
Right.
They want you to go out and find it. And so that's why we're on the call today. This is it, really. All over the world, we have doctors recommending what we do. If people find Body Ecology, they never, ever criticize it because it's not lacking anything.
Yeah, exactly. They rarely leave it. So the idea is, okay, so people come to you because of fatigue and low energy, and we were just on the topic of weight gain, and these are all in the anti-aging conversation because, once again, it's not about fixing yourself from the outside in. This is really true youthing from the inside out. I don't know if youthing is a word, but you know what I mean.
It is.
So,
yep.
It is? Okay.
It
so,
is a word.
So the idea here, okay, so do the probiotics help with weight loss?
Very much so, but what I would do with your friend, because, you know, when you say change his lifestyle, maybe he's really super busy, so I try to make things simple for people. So what I'd say to him is, okay, add something fermented to your diet. Go to the store, because obviously he lives out here, and you can just go buy some coconut kefir and some fermented vegetables, and start adding those to your diet. And then do the food combining principle. That's another one of our 7 principles, and I would say, okay, when you're going to have animal protein, have it with non-starchy vegetables like broccoli and asparagus, and there's a ton of green beans, there's a ton of those. And don't eat any bread or anything, no pasta or bread. And then for dinner, that's where you'd have your grain-like seeds. For us, that's quinoa and millet, amaranth, buckwheat. Those seeds are important to eat in the evening because they produce serotonin, which turns into melatonin, so you're calmer, or they also are full of B vitamins and magnesium, so you're just calmer and happier. You know, serotonin is the brain chemical for depression. If you have plenty of serotonin, you don't crave. If you're deficient in serotonin, you'll have eating disorders and cravings for sugar, and you'll be depressed and not have enough energy, and you won't sleep well. And there's a lot of problems with low serotonin. Well, these foods when you eat them at night, produce serotonin for you, so they're wonderful. So I just ask him to do that. I'd say add the fermented foods and change a little bit about how you're eating. That is going to make an enormous shift for him, just those 2 steps. Food combining is one of the most important secrets for weight loss. And then, again, adding those fermented foods so that those microbiota are making sure that his cells are well-nourished. Now, somebody who's overweight like that, when they start to lose weight, they have more toxins floating around in their body. It's harder for an obese person to lose weight because they've got all those toxins stored in the fat of their cells, and now they're being released into the bloodstream, so they can feel even more miserable.
Huh.
So if I could talk him into it, I'd say, would you please go get 6 or 8 or 10 colonics here in the beginning so you don't go through that miserable die-off?
Oh, I see.
If he would do those 3 things, he would be a really happy man and on his way to being willing to do more. Because that's you know, you got to, when you start seeing success, it gets you're hungry for it. You want more of it.
Well, that's interesting. And someone else is asking about cultured vegetables helping with gastrointestinal, like reflux disease and things like that, GERD and those types of reflux diseases. And I don't know if we did clearly explain what a cultured vegetable is. Did we talk about that? I mean,
no, we didn't.
We did.
Well,
did we?
I always so used to this work.
I'm sorry.
Knows it. But it's simply just. It used to be called sauerkraut, where you take cabbage and shred it up and you put it in a jar, make sure the lid is on tight so no air can get in, and you let it sit for a week. Then if you put it in your refrigerator another week, they taste even better, and that in the second week in the refrigerator, they kind of age in there. I dropped that term sauerkraut because when I started telling people about it 20 years ago, they'd go in the store and they'd buy this, it was a health food store even, they'd buy this jar of cabbage that was pasteurized and vinegar and salt and stuff like that. And I thought, well, that's not what I'm talking about, but they didn't know. You know, they couldn't tell the difference. So I changed the term. I mean, I started calling them fermented vegetables, cultured vegetables. But that's all they are. And you can use a combination of vegetables. You can use, like right now I've got this one particular formula that everybody just adores, and it's got cabbage, kale, fennel, onion, mint. And then in the blender I put some water in it, several apples and some our starter, our plantarum starter, which you really want to have that, and blend that up and put that in with the shredded vegetables, pack that in a jar and let it ferment. It's so delicious that everybody just loves it, and so it's a good starter one.
That sounds
amazing.
But
even if you just wanted to do cabbage, make a real simple batch and just do cabbage with dill seeds in it, and it'll taste a little bit like a dill pickle.
And you can put You can put this in foods. You can add it to salad. You can have it on its own. But what this does is it sets up the culture inside of the gut to be able to break anything down, including its own fat in the gut, and start, you know, start the process there. And then it takes with it the toxins. So it is one of those incredible foods. Incredible foods, yeah.
You know, for years I've watched, you know, people will send me over all these blood tests and things, and they'll send me these allergy tests that they've taken, and so they're, and eggs always show up in the list and some other things. But that's just an indication, really, that your gut's not digesting and absorbing well. So some people would benefit from eating eggs, but they can't. If you have your eggs with some cultured vegetables, which might seem a little strange at first until you start doing it, you'll notice a huge difference. Like you don't, you know, you check into your stomach in about 30 minutes and you'll think, wow, you know, I don't have that pain and that bloating, that kind of stuck feeling
that I usually have. Why don't they help with things like wheat, though? Because is that one of those just in...
They do. They do. We have a probiotic liquid that's made from wheat, rye, barley. Those are all glutinous grains. And after we ferment it, it's gluten-free. And if you start drinking little glasses, about 3 ounces of that a couple of times a day, then introduce wheat into your body, you won't react to it. This is true for people who are gluten intolerant. I don't know if I'd say that to somebody who had true celiac disease. I'm not sure. But I used to be extremely... sensitive, intolerant to gluten, and now if I wanted to eat it, it's just that gluten comes in flour products, usually breads and so on, and they're really not good foods because of the reason I mentioned before. They turn into a slimy paste, a gooey paste that coats your intestines, and if you don't do that, if you don't eat them, and you don't coat your intestines, that's another secret to not aging, keeping that region of your body young and fresh.
This is an odd question, but do you see that coming out of the colonics? Do you see what wheat looks like coming out of it?
Yeah,
really
what happens when a person starts doing colonics after about 6 or 8 times, if it's done properly, which I explain in the books and so on how to do, you'll get to the point about 6 or 8 sessions in that you start seeing this black, thick sludge coming out for weeks at a time, and that's coming from the small intestine because that's what it looks like after it's been in there for a long time and become very fermented and toxic inside of us. You know, that's where the parasites also live and grow. So it's a very gummy bear, you know, like a gelatinous layer, kind of gets harder and harder, like a gummy bear. Underneath that layer, when that falls off, that's where the parasites are. They're living in there in this big biofilm world. And then they start to come out too. And as those different regions of your small intestine start to cleanse out, and those parasites get discharged too in the colonic, then you are a different person completely. You're happier. You're more energetic.
Right.
I know that's all gross, but I just think somebody needs to tell us about this. And I've been committed to this for a long time. I don't care what people think. I just want them to get well.
Well, and I appreciate that, and that's part of what the Growing Younger package is all about. There's a whole DVD in there, so this is pretty much dummy proofed it for everyone because this is not something that is as widely known in our food community as how to grow younger, how to really take advantage of this information and do what the beauty industry doesn't want you to know and learn about how to keep your natural hair color and not dye it and have it not turn gray. So there's all sorts of things, and the package is really amazing. So
thinking like thinking like a baby boomer, I kind of wrote the book to baby boomers, and there's 70-something million of us just in the U.S. alone. Imagine the rest of the world. But then I started realizing that I wish I had known this information when I was 30. I would have actually embraced it definitely because I was always interested in, you know, I would look at old people and think, oh, my gosh, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to shuffle instead of walk. I don't want people to have to escort me across the street, you know, because I'm too feeble to get across the street by myself. I don't want to lose my driving privileges and so on. So, you know, for that reason, I would have started earlier. And if you feel the same way, you know, if you're 30 years old listening to this, now's the time to learn about it. And who knows what, you know, a 30-year-old will look like. My daughter is 40 and looks like she's 20, and she's
really into all this,
as you know, Lisa.
She does. She's stunning.
She
looks like
really
a supermodel. It's awesome, though, because the idea of – I just want to tell people really quickly what is in the special offer, because it is a huge, huge package. It's – I mean, it is I would say 20 hours worth of material that you've got here just by eyeballing it between – the DVD and all of the CDs, the entire detox teleseminar MP3s, and then there's the 21-day detox assignments with exactly what to do on an ongoing basis, which is what I've been asking you in this call, is how do you break this down one day at a time? And that right there, there's a little gem at the bottom of the special offer that Donna has in there that's the 21-day detox assignments, and that is literally day one assignment, day two assignment, day three assignment, and you have a 21 days to complete detoxification in your body, and these are all sorts of ways of detoxing, and it helps you through it. Rather than getting off track, you can put these in your lifestyle, easy stuff to do, and it goes after all of the aspects of it, the mental, the emotional, the food, the health, all of that stuff. So it's a very huge program. When did you put that together, Donna?
When did I?
Yeah, the detox.
Oh, just very recently, absolutely recently, because I thought, you know, I do talk about things like colonics, and I do talk, I mean, I have a lot of information in there on that, but I realize people need the basics. You know, they need to, like somebody sort of holding their hand through the detoxification, but it is a critical part of stopping aging. Like when you start to detox, you stop the aging process. That's why I felt, you know, making it simple, sort of hold your hand, take step by step, one day at a time. This is what you do, and maybe twice a year, three times a year, you'd want to go through a program like this. But you know that I know I give a lot of information, and it seems like body ecology is complicated at times. But what I'm asking people to do is actually very simple, and it's very doable. We have tens of thousands of people all over the world on the diet every day, having extraordinary progress, and you know all kinds of wonderful health benefits because we get all these emails and the diet is spread all over the world, really, by word of mouth mostly. So
right.
It works.
It's amazing.
And this is I'm trying to constantly simplify it and explain it and teach it so that even people that have a lot of resistance, you know, okay, let me try this, and then it works.
It works especially if you want it to work. It works if you're fed up and tired of having colds and flus. It works if you're thinking that having a reflux disease is a way of life. It works if you are looking to lose weight in any way. It could be 5 pounds. It could be the belly fat. It could be 50 pounds. It works if you have the big enough why for you to want it to work. And there's, you know, even if you don't like cultured foods, there's ways around that as well where you can do the probiotics. You can just introduce your body to probiotics. And they really... the probiotics are like the super good bacteria in the body that eat away all of the bad stuff. They're like little Pac-Man in the body. And it really, I mean, it's that simple. And once you get started on something like this, then you can keep going. What were you going to say?
Well, the reason that probiotic foods are so, you can walk in the store and buy a probiotic supplement, and that's what I read all the time, is they're recommending in articles, go take a probiotic supplement. But those, and I recommend taking them too, because you can introduce specific strains of bacteria into your gut. But if you go out and pick a cabbage in the field and you bring it in and shred it up and pack it in a jar, what you've done is on that cabbage out there in the field, you had this amazing, you know, all these bacteria would be all over it. Of course, you can't see it, fortunately, but they would be living together in this wonderful, amazing symbiotic relationship. And you bring them in and shred up the cabbage, and they're still in there. They're really sophisticated in how they work together, and now you're getting all that knowledge, I mean, that their wisdom, their power inside of you when you eat, and that's a whole lot better. It's nature doing something that we humans haven't figured out how to do yet. So then if you want to go take a probiotic supplement that has, say, bifidus in it to add extra bifidus, then do that. But use the probiotic foods first, because those bacteria are the hardiest, and they have the ability to move into the gut, change the environment, clean it out, make it healthier in there, so the more fragile bacteria that you'll find in the supplements can work more effectively for you. So it's just really simple. And they're again, fortunately, they're becoming more available. There are people around the country that will mail the fermented vegetables to you. If you don't, they are sour taste. All fermented foods are sour. If you don't like sour, add like if you have one of our probiotic liquids, pour it in a glass with some sparkling mineral water, and add about 10 drops of stevia, you'll have this delicious drink that tastes as good as a lemon-lime soda or something.
Or the coconut. But the coconut milk is also sweet, and it also does cut it as well, which is nice.
It can be if you sweeten it, yeah, but it tends to be sour. And so if you don't like the sour taste because you're hooked on the sweet taste, it just takes a few days of eating them, 4 or 5 days, and after a while you think, oh, I like this taste a lot, and you'll miss it if you don't get it.
Well, I want to ask you one thing about the brittle brain conversation that this exists on one of the CDs. The brittle brain, using the latest in brainwave optimization to heal, why do we have brittle brains in the first place?
Well, again, it's all the same thing. Poorly nourished cells that aren't they're toxic. And our brain is just another organ in the body that has the same problems. You know, we have to nourish our brain, and we have to keep it free of toxins. And all these things that we are, like now we have this, our parents of the baby boomers really hit, they got older, of course, and they hit the Alzheimer's and so on. And I think that, you know, that was a generation that really, really believed in science. So when margarine came out, they were told, well, you know, margarine's much better for you than butter. Everybody bought the margarine story. The baby boomers were raised on margarine. But our brain needs the good fats that you'll find in milk fat, like butter, ghee. And we need the good fats that you find in fish oil and cod liver oil. So proteins are very, very important for the brain, and minerals. So we do need to feed our brain. But then there's therapies that help the brain become more balanced. You know, our friend that we have both gone to,
Dr. David Dubin. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He's amazing.
He's got the lens technique. It's a form of neurofeedback where they put these little tiny probes on your different spots on your head and shoot this tiny little energetic, this really low energy into the brain, less than a cell phone actually, but it balances out the brain. All of a sudden you start to be focused, you start getting so much more done in your life, very productive. For me, when I did it a few times, I started noticing a bunch of things in my life. I didn't even know why I was doing them anymore. I thought, I hate doing that. Why am I doing this? So I just started cleaning up my life. I became much more productive. But the Lee Gertis is talking about the brain state technology. We do need to treat the brain, and that's kind of a forgotten organ. Actually, the gut is another, you know, that whole world of the inner ecosystem living inside of us, that's another hidden and forgotten organ. The brain, too, though, and they're connected. You know, I always say we really just have one brain in our body, the one in our head and one in our gut are really all one big brain communicating together. They're just got big cells in different places. We need to take care of both those brains, and it's amazing when you do that, because that's the command center of the body, how everything else just fixes itself. But that's a great CD, too, that you will learn about your brain in ways that you never even thought to ask questions about.
See, now that's, and that has helped me a lot. I absolutely love the idea of, I've rebuilt my brain from a traumatic brain injury 10 years ago, and it's not a one-time fixes-all process. It is a constant learning process, and I love the new access that we have to these brain technologies out there. It's one of the growing sciences right along there with the cell therapy. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I love doing these calls, is because teleseminars allow us to be able to get to the absolute groundbreaking, cutting-edge information out there in the health world. The two biggest things that I love and that I know are going to become huge in the idea of functional medicine here is one, which is cell therapy. And this the amount of people out there right now with thyroid disease is astronomical. And I believe one of the main reasons for that is because we're so stressed as a society that we are blowing out our adrenals with mental stress, with having to work two jobs, with raising children in unsafe environments like it wasn't, you know, when we were kids. There's so many different stressors that are on our brains every single day of our lives that we're just hammering our adrenals on a daily basis. So there are incredibly huge numbers of people with undiagnosed thyroid illnesses and diagnosed thyroid disease. So we've got the stress factors. So I think cell therapy is one of my favorite things, and some of these neurofeedback brain technologies out there are incredible for regrowing the brain, especially that have been damaged by stress, by low levels of serotonin, that are not getting enough oxygen because we're not breathing any longer. You need to get the brain to a healthy place, just as Donna just said, to be able to realize, oh my God, I can't believe that I was coping at that level, that I was doing those things. What was I thinking? Well, you weren't. You weren't thinking. That area of the brain was sleeping, and I have been through that. Yeah,
when
absolutely.
It is a very common belief that when we get older, we lose our mental faculties. So
right.
We start becoming very forgetful. That does not have to happen at all. It is just a symptom of your brain not getting the nutrients it needs and stress. Oh, my gosh, the connection between the adrenals and the brain is huge. And so stress immediately affects the brain and will make you spacey. But one thing we didn't talk about, Lisa, and this is where Body Ecology again specializes, is in systemic yeast infections. I believe almost everybody today has a systemic yeast infection, and it's either a lot of yeast in their body or a lower amount, but they have this infection, and it does affect the thyroid. The Hashimoto's is a rampant epidemic. It seems like a lot of the doctors, endocrinologists, believe that maybe 80% of women now have Hashimoto's. Well,
amazing.
When you have yeast in your body, your immune system works very, very hard. Always, it's a very dangerous enemy, and the immune system becomes worn out, exhausted, and confused. And so when you eat gluten, for example, the yeast look like gluten. So the immune system attacks the gluten in your bloodstream, and you have an autoimmune reaction to that, but also it attacks your organs, and the thyroid is a common area for the immune system to attack. A lot of times we have toxins in our thyroid, like heavy metals, mercury and lead and so on. It'll attack for that reason, but also the yeast suppress the production of the thyroid hormone called T4. T4 has to turn into T3 in order for you to have energy, and the T3 goes into every single cell in the body, giving it energy. Well, if the yeast are in there preventing you from having the T4, T3, you will not have energy. So conquering yeast infections is a must. Now, you do that very simply with our diet. I don't talk about yeast sometimes, but it's, the way to cure a yeast infection, actually get it under control, is to be on the right diet. So you want to have no sugar in your diet, and we have sugar substitutes that are really healthy to use instead, and then bring that stress level down, just like you were mentioning, Lisa, because that makes you very acidic. That keeps the yeast growing as well. But you can do that with supplements. Like, theanine is a wonderful supplement to take. You'll still maybe have the stress, but you won't react. Holy basil, ashwagandha. The world is full of great, herbs to help with stress. But also on the CD series that we're offering, there's a CD there on Chinese tonic herbs that are up for anti-aging, but that's also about the adrenals and energy. And nobody understood the energy and the adrenals and, that better than the Chinese have. So George is on there talking about the tonic herbs that help us grow younger because it's restoring that prenatal gene, that vital energy we were born with.
Fascinating. Yeah, this is all about, learning ways to do this. And in each one of the recordings, there's ideas, supplementation and specific things that you can eat and take and really dummy-proof it for everyone. I mean, when I'm very busy, I need a plan to go off of when it comes to food, when it comes to, exercise is a part of my everyday life. No matter what, I get up, exercise. That's a no-brainer for me. But as I get busy and sometimes skip meals, forget to eat, wind up in the car in traffic longer than I want to be, it takes for me, okay, here's this piece of paper and this is what I need to do. And then it becomes secondhand knowledge and it's good. So, this is all about empowerment, people. It's about empowerment for what we need in this day and age, today, now, to take charge of our health. And that's what it's really come down to. Doctor's visits are shorter. There is a lot more that we need to do in terms of preventative health. We don't want to get to that place of, where we're, it's too late. And even if it's never too late, actually, we've discovered that in many of these calls. There's therapies and incredible, incredible information available to us. And this is what I'm so committed to. It's one of my main purposes in life is to get this information to the people. Brilliant people like you, Donna, need to be widely known. You need to be a household name. The body ecology concepts and the food that you talk about needs to be so well known. So I appreciate you being on today. I really do. Your information is groundbreaking. It's lasting. You've been talking about this for 40 years now, and I just think incredible, incredible information. And I'm going to continue to go to places wherever you take me. I'll go.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lisa. You're the best for getting this out. You really can identify where the information is. You can find the right people and get that. Give them this opportunity to speak their truth and their message. And so I'm very, very grateful. And I always love doing these with you. I'm very grateful you're my friend. I admire what you're doing. I know you get on a plane every week and you travel all the way over to Colorado to do a TV show. I don't know how you get. That's amazing to me. That's commitment and dedication.
And I have not been sick in the whole process, and I continue the travel. And I've been, because what do I do all day? I interview people like you, and I take it on. My team knows. I take it on. I do. I love this stuff. It's for me. This is exciting.
Well, I know anybody that wants to, follow their passion. They've got to have the energy to do that. So they have to do this. But didn't you just? I heard through the grapevine that you just were given an award for something, an Emmy or something.
Oh yeah, I have a production company that we were nominated for an Emmy. And we didn't get the award itself, but we did get the nomination, and that was just huge. So yeah,
that's incredible.
I have an Emmy nominated production company as well. Yeah, I run I have a bunch of different balls in the air, but it's exciting for me, and having that as well as the connection with my family and that type of love in my life, it all makes sense because that's basically what it's all really about, and I've interviewed enough people to know that it really is all about love. And
mm-hmm.
that I do know.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely do know that. So purely, I love and appreciate you and your daughter and your family. You guys are amazing. You've been a huge support of my body and health, and I thank you so much. And therefore, we can be a support to so many other people. So you're awesome.
Absolutely.
You're wonderful.
So hopefully we'll have many more chances for many more years to keep giving more and more exciting new information to people.
You know we will. And I know you're moving to an exciting place, so look at that as something that's really super exciting, okay?
I will.
Okay.
All righty.
All right. Thanks, Donna. Good.
Thanks,
you got
Lisa.
That.
Yeah, I did. I heard you.
All right.
Thanks.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
This is so much fun. These calls are so great because these people are my friends, and I love that we get to. I mean, literally, Donna and I will spend hours in the car talking about health. No kidding. This is what we talk about. This is what we love. This is what we, and her knowledge is incredible. Whatever she tells me to read, I will go and find. So I appreciate the opportunity to be able to forward that on to you listening, and that you are here to gain this knowledge as well and to take it on to other people, because a lot of the people that listen to these calls, a large part of my audience are practitioners. You already are walking your talk. You already know more than just eat your fruits and vegetables. And you've hit the cutting edge level of health as well because you've attracted yourself to this type of series. So I really appreciate you being on, taking on the information. Go ahead and if you want to go to that special offer there, it is enormous. What Donna has always been committed to putting together for us and her team. If you go to theawareshow.com/Gates, G-A-T-E-S, her team is as committed as she is to health. They are that committed to giving you value. And there is a huge amount of value in here. Over 20 hours of recordings, I mean, lectures by leading edge longevity experts, CDs, DVDs, MP3s, you get it all. You get the physical, you get the stuff that you can listen to right there on your computer. And also, all of our teams are making this a lot easier for you to be able to download and access from your phones, from your tablets, from your desktop, from your laptop, wherever you are in the world. It's, you know, you can have this type of information and make these types of things your new resources. And it's fun. It's exciting. To me, this is more exciting than nighttime episodic TV. But that's just who I am. But anyway, enjoy the information. I am committed to your knowledge and to your health and to your wellness and to your success. And until next time, I invite you to stay aware.